We're doing the Sefer Masiyot. We're up to page Chafchet in this edition. And we had learned about Rabbi Chiya, who visited a man in Kaputkia Friday night. They bring out a gold table. It has 13 gold chains holding it up. They have beautiful bowls and spoons, all of them made of the finest engravings. And on the bowls, he sees all the beautiful foods placed before him. And when they put down the table, his host says a beautiful line. His host says, he doesn't say, wow, what beautiful vessels I have. He does not say, oh, I'm so happy to be so rich. What he does say is, Lashem haaretz umlo'a tevel v'yosheveva. God owns everything. God owns the planet. God owns everything on it. And all of humanity are in his possession. And when they'd remove the table, he would say, Hashamayim shamayim lashem haaretz natan livnei adam. God held on to his heavens, but he gave us the earth. So Rabbi Chiya asked this wealthy man, he says to him, tell me please, how did you get so wealthy? How did you get such honor? And the man says, I used to be a butcher. And any time I came across a fat sheep, I'd buy it and hold it in honor of Shabbos. And I'd say, this should be in honor of Shabbos. And I think that it's because of that that I merited to be wealthy, though all the wealth you see today. When Rabbi Chiya saw that, he said, blessed is Hashem my God who gave you this wealth. And our sages said, there was once a very wealthy non-Jew. And his neighbor was a man by the name of Yosef Mokir Shabbat, who honored Shabbos. And the reason he was given this nickname was because he spent a lot of money in honor of Shabbos. He'd spend more than he had that week. He'd go on credit. I'll pay off next week. And the rest of the week, he'd skimp on his meals. He'd skimp on every expense just so that he has more money in honor of Shabbos. Now, he didn't have a big savings account. He didn't have a gold mine in South Africa. He didn't have anything to rely on. Every week he worked really hard to make ends meet, but anyways, he'd save up in honor of Shabbos. You know, there's Dr. Twersky in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Rabbi Dr. Avram Twersky, when he left the rabbinate to go and be a psychiatrist, he sent a letter to the stipler, Chazmish's nephew, and he asked him for advice. And he asked him whether he should go into psychiatry. And the stipler wrote him back a letter. And in that letter, one of the pieces of advice he gave him, he said, make sure that your Shabbos is the way a Shabbos should be. Try to avoid reading your secular books on Shabbos. You should only read works of Torah. If a person takes the Shabbos and he says, this is going to be a haven, this is going to be my little island of Kedusha during the week, then very often that island of Kedusha could spill over on the whole week. Our sages say, it says in the Zohar, I never learned Zohar, but it's quoted, that Dr. Twersky quoted it in Ashir, that a person's whole week gets the blessings from Shabbos. You want to know what the world to come is going to look like? It's going to be a replication of one's Shabbos. So, Yosef Mokir Shabbat, Yosef who honored Shabbos, he'd spend whatever he could on Shabbos. Now his neighbor was told by the fortune tellers, they said to him, you should know that all your wealth is going to go to your neighbor and he's going to enjoy it. And so the man got very worried and he figured, how am I going to ensure that Yosef doesn't take all my wealth? So he gathered all his wealth and he sold everything he had and he purchased the finest diamond he could get for his money. A beautiful big diamond. And he tied it to the turban he'd wear because he was scared if he leaves it at home that Yosef, he might come in and steal it. They told him Yosef's going to take his wealth. So he's going to make sure that Yosef's not going to get it. And the day came when the man was walking by the riverside and there was a huge wind blowing, and suddenly he feels his hat being lifted. The hat with the private, with the jewel, the gem that he put all his money into, and the hat is being blown away, and he runs after it to grab his hat. And we'll continue Bezlachim next time.